Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Devanon. Batting second. The third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Larsen. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dan Larsen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabal hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson juggles the ball. That's an error on Watson. Monday moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cabal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts who is chasing the ball. Lockhock reaches third base with a triple. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cabal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Watson trying to get to third. Lockhock throws the ball into Madlock, who tags Watson for the out. Cruz moves to second. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cruz moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris bunts between the mound and first base. Larson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burris for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. Monday moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cruz. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Devanon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross pinch hits for Dan Larson. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0 for 1 in the game. Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Niekro now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Citino moves to third. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Devanon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burris is 0-for-0 in the game. Burris hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Niekro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Niekro reaches second base with a double. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Devanon is 0-for-2 in the game. Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Wallace moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Wallace moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wallace moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard pinch hits for Joe Niekro. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devanon is 0 for 3 in the game. Devanon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cedeno is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard moves to third. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gil Rondon now pitching. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Devanon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burris is 0 for 2 in the game. Burris strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roberts is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley F. Field in Chicago.